It's no secret in San Luis Obispo that catching a cab can have its challenges. So in response, a number of companies are stepping in to fill what many see as a need for more reliable and affordable service. Uber, a transportation company that allows users to track their ride via their smartphones, is one of those options.
I think when a lot of people think of Uber, they think of, you know, major metropolitan area, and so, you know, but there's just opportunity to really make a difference here.
That's Andy Iroh. He's the marketing manager for Uber on the Central Coast. I met with him a few weeks back when he and his team arrived in SLO for a meeting to continue plans for adding this cab alternative to the area. I went to their training meeting. Andy explained to me that based on Uber's pricing, compared to a cab service, it's cheaper, and what that does for the local economy. When people spend less on transportation, the more inclined to spend money elsewhere. During the first 24 hours of his visit, he heard people wondering how they'd get around.
How can I get downtown? Like, why is the wait so long?
Andy says this makes him see the opportunity for Uber and SLO. Cab companies already know the threat Uber could pose on the market.
I mean, it could be construed as a hostile takeover, but I really don't think they're going to come in that strongly.
Doc Needham has been driving for Yellow Cab for the past 3 years. He explained to me the general landscape of the cab services in this college town and admitted that with its busy bar scene, sometimes the drivers get overwhelmed. In 2010, Mike Lynn and his business partners decided to do something about this.
We realized there was a need for transportation within this market, and initially it was predicated on the belief that only the cabs were not doing their job in terms of providing transportation. Not to denigrate the cabs, they try really hard, but there's just not enough of them in San Luis Obispo, and it often seemed that downtown wasn't being serviced very well. Mm-hmm. So we started out with 4 vans in an effort to pick up people from downtown, make sure they got home safely, because we often saw that it just wasn't a good environment at the end of the night.
Anywhere in particular downtown you guys want to go, or just
whatever? Mike says they saw more transportation was needed across the board, so they began branching out from the downtown bar scene to services like wine tours, weddings, and charters. But the downtown cab alternative is where it started. And if you're downtown and slow at night, you'll probably see a large, slow, safe ride van dropping or picking up people from the bars. I went for a ride along with one of their drivers, Chelsea, who had a knack for calmly transporting drunk college-age students to the bars.
I love the job, you know. Really? Like, there are hard nights, but most of the time I really like what I do.
She makes sure people get in and out of the van
just
safely.
Down on that handle there.
During my time with them, people seemed to be having a lot of fun, laughing and singing. We picked up a group of young men who took turns sharing riddles with us and making them up, too. When I mentioned Uber to Mike, he said that he doesn't really see it as a problem.
Our services are slightly different. One thing that's going to keep us, you know, doing very well in a competitive sense is we're coming out with an app in the fall, and we feel that our pricing is going to be better, and specifically our customer service is going to be better. We're trying to be as adaptable as SLO is.
Mike said that cabs provide a viable service and that they're not going away anytime soon. Local cabs like Yellow Cab, Doc says, work hand-in-hand with SLO Safe Ride to meet the transportation needs of downtown. And
our drivers aren't going to be particularly happy to have another competitor in the market.
Doc says that taxis and Slow Safe Ride are the main services, besides the buses and other forms of public transportation.
Yellow Cab, Surf Cab, 234, those are pretty solid companies.
And they'll be here for a while.
You know, we look to complement whatever's existing. We don't come with, you know, kind of any cars. We look to connect with the community at large, but people want to enjoy that, you know? And so if you don't want to worry about parking at the beach or finding parking at the beach, and you can, you know, get an Uber for $12, then, you know, why would you not do that, you know, or why would you not want that?
For now, the list keeps growing. It will be up to the consumer for what they choose. For KCBX News, I'm Jordan Bell.